and welcome to episode 1 of the new SVRPA podcast for 25th July 2012. SVRPA is the Past Pupils Association for St Vincent's School for the Blind in Liverpool. And now, over to your hosts, Michael and Joe.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the first episode of SVRPA podcast. It's Michael here. Michael Allen, chairman of the SVOPA for a number of years, and with us today in the hot seat, we've also got...
Hiya, I'm Jo Fishwick. I was a pupil at St Vincent's, and I'm now a committee member as well.
A couple of good things for you on this first episode is we've got a great interview with Brian and also with Chelsea, which we've asked them about the reunion which took place at the beginning of June. Also we have...
We've got information about two breaks, one in Devon and one in Gateshead, that we're hoping to run in October and February. So if you're interested, let us know.
And more importantly, this might be the first episode and we're hoping to bring one out every month, but what we need is your input. We will carry on as long as we can, but without your input, it's not going to be very interesting. So, important bits we need to know. The email address for the podcast is podcast@svopa.co.uk. And also check out the website at svopa.org.uk. Full contact details will be given at the end of the show.
So let us know what you want to hear on the podcast. Without your input, we don't go any further, really. We want to know, do you want the breaks? What news do you have for us? Is there anything we can help you with? Information that you want from us or that you want us to find out, just let us know.
It sounds good. And we'll move on now to the news.
And now, the news.
The first article of news today is really just to let you know who your committee is for the next 12 months. You've got myself, Michael Allen, as chair. You've got Wendy Pendle. She stepped in to be our secretary for the year. Debbie Cullen. She's our treasurer. Colin Evans is the member secretary. And our other members of the committee are Gemma O'Connor, Georgie Hamari, Jim Moran, Joe Fishwick and Paul Roberts.
Okay, the next news item is to let you know the date of next year's reunion, which is going to be held on the 18th of May. We're thinking of bringing the start time forward to lunchtime.
That will just allow us to have a bit of extra things. We had some feedback this year on longer tours, maybe a bit of history. And we'd like to do the recording of this podcast live as well, which we didn't manage to do this year. So that's something we want to do.
Right. We know, obviously, everybody knows that the Olympics and Paralympics are imminent. And we just wondered if there was anybody who was going to be in the Olympics or was going to help out at the Olympics, i.e. be a volunteer. If you know of anyone or you are yourselves, please let us know if you'd be happy to do an interview with us or tell us about it, your experiences. We'd love to have that for one of the next podcasts.
A couple of other things as well, which may be of interest. I don't know if people are RNIB members or not, or you're considering being an RNIB member. But some of the new things they've just added to membership is up to 300 pages of transcription into your format every year as part of your membership, along with the 10% discount of Vision Hotels, 5% of Travel Eyes, and obviously the Vision Magazine. So, you know, things which you may find useful.
Okay, that's all the news we've got for this podcast, I think. But we want to make this not just a podcast or magazine for the school, but also make it a good VI podcast as well. So to help give you hints and tips over things or any technology, anything like that. So if anything that you would like included in one of the future podcasts, if you've any hints and tips that, you know, living as a visually impaired person, you might be able to pass on to help other people, or if you've any news about up and coming technology, then let us know.
If you have got anything to let us know on, just email podcast@svopa.co.uk. Well, that comes to the end of the news, and we hope to have some more stories and more articles next time. We're going to move on to the school reunion. We had a great time, didn't we, Jo?
Did, yeah, it was excellent.
What did you enjoy about it? Jo's just going to talk about that for a second while I get Brian on the phone, who's going to join us for... for some questions and see what he thought about it.
Yeah, it was only the second one that I've been to, and I was kind of, I knew that I'd have a good time because I knew that friends that I already knew from school were going. But I think it was even better than last year. There were more people came, and it really worked well, I think. Met new people, and I'd really encourage people to give it a go, to be honest.
It's interview time. Let's see who we have taking the mic today. Over to you.
Good evening, how may I help you?
Hello, is that Brian?
Yes.
Hi, Brian, it's Michael.
Hello, Michael, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Just to let you know, we are recording at the moment, so we've got Joe online as well.
Hi, Brian.
Hiya. You all right?
Yeah, not so bad, thanks. You?
Good.
Just a little bit, Brian. Obviously, I sent you the question, so you get an idea. How, do you want to sort of introduce yourself and sort of, you know, when you left school and that sort of thing, so people know who you are?
Well, I'm Brian Winter. I now live in Catterick Garrison in North Yorkshire, but I used to live in South London, and I started at St Vincent's in September 1970 and left the school after my CSE exams in July 1975. And after that, I spent 2 years at the Royal National College for the Blind in Shrewsbury. And then in January 1978, I started working for what was then the British Rail Shipping Division, and worked with British Rail in various departments until January 1997, when I was made redundant. And I now live up in Catterick and do whatever I can to help the church, and that's about all I do.
I know you've not been to the reunion for a while, through obviously different reasons and just...
Well, I've been to... I was just thinking today, I've been to four reunions. I went... I think it was in 78 I went after when I first started work. And then I came again in... sometime in the mid-80s, I can't remember when it was, I think it was 83, 84, not long after I'd got married. And then the last time I came was in 2001, just after I moved up here to Catterick. So, no, I haven't been for, this is the first year I've been for 11 years, so it's been a good gap, long while.
What made you come back, Brian? Because you've had quite big gaps between, haven't you? So,
well... I think it was because I wanted to see people who I'd been to school with, to see how they were doing, catch up with old people again, make some friends, make some contact with friends, and make some new friends, hopefully, which thankfully is what I was able to do. When I thought about coming in years before, there were a number of considerations, one of which was cost, and also the fact that... there were personal circumstances that prevented me from coming. But this year, things just fell into place correctly, and that's where I was able to come.
That's great.
It was really good to see you, because I've not seen you before. Obviously, I've only been involved since...
No, and it's nice meeting you, Michael, and actually putting a face to Jim's voice, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
But it was quite nice to see you all, and it was nice, but also very sad to see the changes that have happened to the school. You know, the bits of the school we couldn't visit, you know, down by the shed end, down by the assembly hall, only being able to view them from the outside. I mean, I was grateful I'd brought my camera, and I've got some nice photos which I've got now for keeping. And to see the way the school has been reconfigured and reused in different ways. But it was nice to see bits that were still the same, the dining room, the chapel. And even walking along to what was the senior classrooms, and even though they're now used for different things, they still looked, felt, and in some ways smelt the same.
It has changed, but it hasn't changed as well so much. Even so, you actually left long before me and Joe came. I mean, I started in 1977, and you were about...
83.
I mean, yeah. I did the whole school where Joe mainly just did the seniors. And it's weird because it's changed a lot in the last few years, more than it had, say, 2 years ago from when we left. You know, they're obviously having to close parts down, but they've got to utilise so much of the building the best they can for the children they've got. Yeah, so it is, but there's little parts you go in, like the chapel, like you say, it just hasn't changed at all. And you can just picture when you were there, and, you know, mass and assemblies and carol services and things. And
well, it was the thing I put in the report, which I submitted to and you've put on the website. The fact when we drew up in the taxi, you know, you recognise the front of the building, and then going through the front door, and that aura that you have from the reception area. Of course, that little desk that's on the left was not there. There were, if I remember rightly, there were two soft sofas on either side of the reception when I was there. And you know, you just walked straight through there to go down to the main part of the school, and going down the corridors was really nice as well, because they looked and felt the same as well. It was really nice. As I said, it was like coming home in a way.
Do you know, so many people say that when they come back for the first time, they say the same thing, don't they?
What do you think, Brian, were the sort of your favourite parts of the day?
If I give my tongue-in-cheek answer first, and that is the buffet.
That's fine.
That's my tongue-in-cheek answer.
Right. But
honestly, I think the evening session was the best. When we were sitting around, having a drink,
yeah,
talking to each other, talking to people, the people coming up and doing their performances, singing and whatever, I think that was the best part of the day.
A lot of people say that, and I think because it's the bit you can't plan. You can plan the AGM.
It's because it's so impromptu.
Exactly. Yeah, any other parts you...
The tour of the school was good. I thought the tour of the school was very good, especially given the comments I made earlier, in fact, that, you know, there were so many bits we couldn't go. It was nice to see how the school had been reconfigured for its current use. And then also, as you were walking around, trying to remember what bits were like when you were there. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or when I was there. You know, sorry, I'll say that the right way around. You know, trying to remember it when I was there. For example, the dining room, the thing I remember that the dining room was the high ceiling and the hanging sets of pendant lights that used to hang from the ceilings. I think some of them had three lights in, some of them had five in. But, they hung from a very high ceiling. And now, as you say, the ceiling's lowered and they've got them sunken fluorescent tubes, which, you know, to conform with the new lighting regulations in offices and whatever, to stop glare and reflection. But it makes the room look very different, because it makes it look lighter and airier.
It is. I enjoyed doing that as well. I mean, unfortunately, obviously, some people listening to this, we ended up having to do it quite quick. We had a really good group over from Henshaw's who needed to be off. And I know we shouted, the tour's about to start. One or two people, unfortunately, missed that. But, you know, come next year, we'll get it right and we'll get you back on it again. And we also actually had an international guest come on the tour as well, didn't we, Brian, if you remember? We managed to get Nick Brook, who left at the same time as me. We had him Skyped directly into the tour, so we showed him a couple of things via video Skype, which I know he was really pleased at. So it was good that we could go on beyond the school as well.
It's nice that we can actually do that, you know, friends who we've had at school who perhaps still kept in touch with through Facebook or whatever, that you can still do that for them, because it's nice for them to see it, you know, and they wouldn't really be able to come over for the reunion or anything. And so it's nice to do that.
It is a bit far, Washington, isn't it?
It is a bit, yeah, just a tad.
One of the things we get, Brian, which, you know, you've asked this question, you've thought this yourself, is, you know, what would you say to anyone else who's thinking of coming, but they're like, I don't know if I should?
I would say come. You know, you don't have to come every year. If you come once and you find it's not for you, then that's one of those things. But I would say come, because I found it very, very rewarding. I know that sounds a strange word to use, but it was. When I went away, I felt contented, because I'd gone back, I'd seen people I'd known, I'd seen the school. I think the other thing I should have said earlier is that one of the things that did make me come was the thing in the newsletter you said about the threat of the school being sold off and, you know, not being there and not being able to come back to it. And it was another thing that made me come as well this year.
Yeah, so a chance to see it on, in case it does get sold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if we have the reunion next year and there's still this threat hanging over, I would say to people, if you're thinking about coming, come. Don't put it off. because you might not have the chance again in the future.
And that's it. We're hoping it doesn't, and we're hoping, obviously, but the school have got to do the right thing for them. I mean, not for us, if you know. But yeah, it'll be a sad day for everyone. But obviously, it's more important the school continues in the way it does and still functions and does the service, which I think it does a really good job already. Yeah. One thing I found, especially the first time I went back, is you don't even think of it before you come, but the emotion of coming back to the school. I got a few minutes just on my own, and you just sort of, it just comes over you. I remember being here at such an age. I think I was in the infant section there the first time, and I was like, I can just remember this, and it's a strange feeling, the emotion coming back from when you were at school, be that good or bad.
That's it. A lot of people have described it as almost like therapy, going back to the school, because some people did have what they remembered as bad experiences and didn't particularly like it, but they've gone back and been able to lay the ghost to rest, if you will, haven't they? And, you know, found it quite therapeutic, really.
Well, I took a chance to have a little sit in the chapel on my own and did what Michael probably did when he sat somewhere else to do it, but I went into the chapel. And then you can think about the times when you were in the chapel when you were at school.
Yeah.
You know, prayers in the afternoon before afternoon lessons, or Mass on Sunday morning. Or if you were like me, you were an altar server and you got up at 6:45 in the morning to come down to serve Mass. You know, and the only people in Mass were Father Bullen, who was our priest in the time I was there, and the nuns, and Joe and Jackie Lampton sometimes were there, and whichever teachers were there early in the morning were in at Mass. You know, those sorts of things you remember.
And it's obviously so different between the time when Brian went to school to the time when we were there. You know, I mean, we had Masses on feast days, didn't we, and, you know, special days and things, but that was about it, whereas it was obviously a much more kind of indoctrinated, you know, properly Catholic, I suppose, years before, right? I don't know, maybe.
The other thing I was going to say that I did notice, when I was taking my photographs outside, noticed how much of the fields had gone from around the school. I mean, I remember, and it's something I described in a letter to someone recently, that on foggy mornings, going out of the school and going right away from the school buildings over to the far side of the running track, you know, or the path that goes around the track there, and just standing there looking across at the empty fields. And of course, you do that now. You're not far away from the fence because it's all been sold off, which is another thing. You know, all the land has gone that was around the school.
Anything else you want to bring up as well, Brian? I think obviously,
I want to say it was a really good day. It was entertaining. It was enjoyable. I met some nice people. Had some good food, and in the evening it was just so relaxing. The entertainment was just so laid back and so enjoyable. And it was also nice that I was able to stay at school, because when I came up in 2001, I ended up staying in a hotel in Liverpool. So, of course, I had to go to the hotel in the evening. Mm. But the fact that we were in the school made it even better, because I could enjoy the evening late on.
Yeah.
I think I toddled away about 1 o'clock. But it was lovely. It was just so nice. It was a very good day. And if the next reunion I come to is like that, I shall be well chuffed.
Thank you very much, Brian.
That's all right. Thanks, Brian. Glad to have enjoyed talking to you both.
I've really enjoyed having you on.
Two people on the phone at the same time. Although I have done it in days gone past when I've done hospital radio and when I had a brief spell working at BBC Radio London. So, well, take care, both of you, and have a good evening.
Yes, you too.
And you too, Brian.
Okay, then.
Lovely to speak to you again.
Thank you.
Catch you soon.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian, for the time with the interview. We've also got an interview with Chelsea coming up in a few moments as well. And we're just going to tell you about a couple of events we've got planned for the rest of the year and going into 2013. Well, throughout the year, we want to run a couple of events as well as the reunion, which is great for sort of organised things. But we we want to do a couple of sort of relaxing weekends. And Joe's going to actually mention the first one, which I'm going to hand to Joe, but that's over in Devon.
Yeah, we've managed to get at the Clifton Hotel, which used to be owned by Guide Dogs, but is now a Vision Hotel, which comes under the same kind of bracket as Windermere Manor and the hotel at Weston, and there's another at Bognor Regis. So on the 26th of October, for 3 nights, they've given us a discount of, I think it's something like 30%. So £45 a night. So for the 3 nights, that would be £135, dinner, bed and breakfast. And it's a beautiful hotel. It's in South Devon. It's very good for sort of train links and everything. It's set in 6 or 7 acres of well-maintained grounds. There's a swimming pool at the hotel. If you've got a guide dog, there's all the facilities for the dogs. There's dog runs. They will get food in for your dog if you want it. Dog beds, dog bowls in every room. The staff, obviously, are all kind of trained to help visually impaired people. I've stayed there myself quite a few times with my husband and daughter. It's a great place for kids. It's a safe place to take kids. And basically, it's a lovely break if you... if you want to go.
Right, there are a couple of conditions we've got. Yeah, I mean, we have to have, is it 20 people, Joe?
Yeah, it is 20 people, unfortunately.
Which, you know, we're hoping we can get that sort of numbers. You know, if we can't, it's not the end of the world, but we need to know. People would be interested pretty much straight away within the next month or so, just so we can make a decision. Are we going to run with it, or are we not going to run with it, at least for this year? It should be a good weekend. I mean, I've not stayed there. I've stayed at the one in Weston-super-Mare, and I've quite enjoyed that. And this is different and got more facilities as well. So, you know, please, you know, let us know. Let me and Joe know. Email address is podcast@svopa.co.uk, but we'll give full contact details at the end. The other weekend which you're planning is, can you remember where it is, Joe? I've forgotten.
It's Gateshead.
That's it. I know it's only a few miles from Newcastle. I'm having a look earlier. It's not one of the specialist hotels, but it is a hotel. A couple of the people from Past Pupils have stayed, and they've been really accommodating with guide dogs and with people with visual impairment. So we thought, why not? I think this is definitely going to go ahead, because with this one, we're not tied by numbers. It's the Swallow Hotel in Gateshead, and we're looking at the weekend of the 22nd of February. So it gives a nice gap between, you know, October, February, and then obviously probably May for the reunion. They're charging £35 a night, but they haven't got a swimming pool. And what I've said to the hotel is, I think, you know, it's may just be one night, maybe two for people. Again, let me know, give me a shout if you're interested. I've already been told there's possibly 4 or 6 who may be interested already. I'm hoping to get to both events if they come on. And I know, Joe, you're going to go to Devon if we can get that to go.
Yeah, I am, even though it's only 5 miles from my house, yes.
So, you know, let us know. The other thing we're thinking of doing as well is some local, you know, just meals out, but we need your input. We need you to come back and say, yeah, I want to organise something in my area. I know of a good restaurant, what we could use, you know, it's a Wetherspoons or whatever. And we can just organise it. Where do you think we should do them, Joe?
Where we've got quite a community of people, I think. So kind of the northwest. I mean, obviously Liverpool's going to be a goer because there's quite a few people probably around that area. Maybe Manchester, maybe one in somewhere in Yorkshire. Obviously not Gateshead or Newcastle, I suppose, but somewhere actually in maybe Leeds, something like that. Sheffield, maybe.
Yes, we've got a few people over there, haven't we? So that would be
good. Yeah. So like you're saying, just an afternoon, get together, have a meal, and then just go your separate ways, like, you know. And it's just a chance for people to kind of keep that contact going, isn't it, that they make at the reunion.
It is. just sit and have a chat over a beer or two, you know.
Well, yeah, definitely.
We've not really, obviously, from London and down south, but we know we've got a lot of people down there as well. So if you want to organise something, you know, we'll publicise it on here. You know, maybe get something in, you know, September-ish and December and something like March or April, and we can just
definitely.
We can run with them, you know.
Local people, if somebody in a location wants to do it or is happy to do it, you know, to find somewhere like you said before, that helps us then, because then different people are having an input, and it, you know, makes it a bit more of a community, doesn't it, I suppose.
Yes. Plus it means next year if we get a few people, we can organise the weekend events or an overnight event in them areas as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you know, let us know and we'll
definitely,
get these organised.
Yeah.
Like I said, it is down to availability and things like that, so let's see what happens, and we'll plan it and we'll go with it.
We will, and we can't do anything without other people's input. So like Mike said, let us know, you know, get in touch, feel free to say what you want, because it's for you that, you know, this is, we're trying to do this. So, you know, if there's something we haven't thought of that you'd like, give us a shout.
Well, as promised a little bit earlier, we're now going to move on to our second interview of this podcast, which is with Chelsea. She was one of the youngest ones who attended the reunion this year, who only left in 2006. Over to you. Hello, Chelsea. You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, not so bad. It's Michael, and Joe's online as well.
Yeah, hi, Chelsea.
All right, cool.
Well, welcome, Chelsea, to the school bell, or whatever we decide to call the podcast this time. And how long is it since you left your school?
Nearly 5 years.
So you're actually one of our youngest attendees this year at the reunion. And I hope you didn't feel out of place.
No, good.
And I know it was your first reunion as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I know you were looking last year to come. So what made you decide to come this year?
Well, it was mainly for Sid as well, because obviously with him being a DJ there, but because obviously he wanted to get some, well, practice in as well. But also just because I'd see what it was like and see if anybody that I know who were going down there and see what staff were there, like Sue and Marie.
Sue and Marie were my care staff when I was in the infants. And obviously when you were there, were they your care staff all the time, or was it?
I think because I wasn't residential, but I think I had Sue at one point as a key worker, because I used to have like Caroline and Jackie Bishop, which is Marie's sister.
Right.
And Dave Wilmot.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it there, the three.
Right, your main contacts and main care. So you were day at school, were you?
Yeah, seven was like the the Worcester Swimming Gala.
Right. During the day, you know, what did you find were your favourite parts on the day when you came?
Just mixing with others, really, and just seeing, like, what was good and stuff, and being with friends and socialising, but...
Had the school changed much for you, Chelsea, or was it pretty much as you remembered it?
Pretty much as I remembered it, because, well... There might have been a few slight changes about the same classrooms on the like ground floor, but a lot of it, like the primary, the like Caulfield area and the youth club and the everything from the top area from the dining room was pretty much the same. Well, up until like Keller.
Because Keller would have been open when you were there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because that only closed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and the cottage and stuff.
I have to say, Sid did a really good job on the evening, and we've had some really good comments about that as well. So,
that was good.
And Brian, who we spoke to on Monday, he was nothing but praise for the evening, wasn't he, Joe?
He was, yeah. I think everyone I've spoken to absolutely really enjoyed it. He did, definitely.
What put you off coming in the past? I know you probably didn't know about it for a while, but, you know, things what made you think, I won't go, is there any...
It was just the financial side of things, because, trying to fork out for the train tickets and then the accommodation and then like trying to find if I was free that the time that it was on, you know what I mean? And just because I've always wanted to come, but it's just always been about money for me.
Yeah, well, we do what we can, but at the end of the day, it's not cheap to travel over, and we appreciate it, especially people who make, like yourself and Joe and some of the others who came from all over the country just to come to reunion. It's really much appreciated.
So would you come again, Chelsea? Did you enjoy it enough to kind of...
Yeah, I would have come again. I'd definitely come again. It's like when you know, if I can.
Yeah. And what would you... Because you're a lot younger than a lot of the ones that have come before. So what would you say to encourage other people to come along and everything?
Just to see if there are scores and change and see if there's a bit of there that you know.
Yeah.
Like, to, that there's a couple of them when I put the stats up, like, a few days later, like, saying, oh, I was going to come now and this and and people were going to come, but... I was asking about the Sue Marie and stuff, so like, for about that saying, oh, we'll come and see Sue Marie and see who's there, and it's like, never. But like I said, it's just because of people coming from all over, so like, the people that I got in touch with, well, my status, one of them lived in London and one of them lived in North Wales. So, it's like, wow.
That's it. I mean, I think one of the things I said it, and I think we've all said it, you know, you think to yourself, I won't know anyone when I get there. But I don't think it makes a difference because, I mean, you find you speak to people of any age and we've all got something to share.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I don't think you don't feel out of place. That's the thing. You feel at home. We've joked about this a few times, me and Joe. But it's the one time, especially if you don't always speak to a lot of visually impaired people, depends on, you know, your lifestyle and what you do. It's the one time when we're actually all normal. Have you got any memories from school or anything like that, you know, you wanna talk about, you wanna let people know, you know, from when you were there?
I don't really know, but you've probably all been on the same trips, like the New Brighton trips and the even New Brighton or Southport or them sort of trips with all like the Liverpool taxi companies and you mix with the Royal School for Blind and stuff.
See, that was one thing when we were there, it was, I think there were two separate trips, the Royal School for the Blind or Wavertree and ourselves.
Yeah.
They were separate trips, weren't they? And
well,
you combined them.
A separate trip towards the end, but like the Southport, the Camelot and another one, I can't remember what it was. We shared the taxes because I used to know a girl who goes to the Royal School for the Blind, but we used to always mix with them to make the taxi companies cheaper.
That's quite a big change as well.
Okay.
Was there anything else you wanted to add? Any thoughts, memories, anything you want to say to go on here as well?
I'm not really sure because like, there might be a few staff that have changed since you lot were there, like, well, some of them might have been there, just like Mrs. Armstrong, who's been, like, well, hopefully, I think she's retiring soon, I'm not sure, but she's been there, like, 35 years.
Yeah, I was actually talking to her the other day, well, on Facebook. I think she said 37 years, something like that. Thank you very much, Chelsea.
Yeah, come.
It's good to get you on.
Eventually.
Yeah. No, it's worked well.
It's good to have a younger person's point of view as well.
It is. No worries. Well, thank you very much. And I will speak to you again soon.
Okay, thanks for listening. That's about it for now. But here's Michael with the all-important contact details for you.
Right, there's a couple of ways of keeping in touch, and we'd love you to over the next few weeks and the months and years to come. So the website is svopa.org.uk. Look out for changes to that over the coming weeks and months. We're going to look for new ways of delivering this information to people. The podcast email address is podcast@svopa.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter @svopa. Also on Facebook, you can like us there. It's www.facebook.com/SVOPA Liverpool. You can also follow Jo on Twitter.
Yep, I'm Joanne Fishwick.
And you can follow me on Twitter, which is Ike Allen, IkeAllen. We'd love to hear you. We want your questions. We want your feedback. You can even send audio messages via email as well. We can include them on the next one. That'd be really good. And if you'd like to come on to be interviewed and to have a chat about your life now or thoughts of school, let us know. Right, so thanks everyone again.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the podcast and do get in touch.
And it's bye from Michael.
And bye from Joe.